Sabathody is a historical institution in South Minneapolis, and it's one of those that is still standing among African American organizations. You say the name Sabathody, and people, you know, can say, oh, I went to school. This is the former Bryant Junior High School. So someone will say, oh, I went to school there, or something like that.
That was Minister Dr. Ora Hoakes. Hoakes worked at Sabathody Community Center for 17 years. But on April 13th, 2024, she's back in the community center with the Breast Cancer Education Association. Hoakes is here as part of Sabathody Community Center's second health fair, where health-related organizations and community members seek to spread awareness and education among attendees. For many, including Scott Redd, president and CEO of Sabathody, this event is about health disparities.
We're here because we're trying to change the narrative around health in South Minneapolis. You know, we have some of the largest health disparities in the state when it becomes between people of color and white folks, and we're trying to change that. We want to make sure that people live a long, happy, healthy life.
At the event, several tables are scattered around the community center's gym with various organizations and people sharing information about health and wellness. There are also rooms in the building for HIV testing, diabetes testing, and COVID vaccinations, among other interventions. Rhonda Shakolis, Doctor of Pharmacy, is the current president of the Minnesota Board of Pharmacy. At the event, Shakolis is answering questions as a pharmacist about medication, but disparities and combating them aren't far from Shakolis's mind.
This type of event helps raise awareness for diabetes, as well as raise awareness about some of the complications such as kidney disease, problems with your eyes, and problems with your teeth. And so having everything in one space really allows people to connect with resources. But more importantly, when we look at addressing disparities, we want to address it systemically. And so the other opportunity we've had is to talk to young people who are interested in pharmacy or dentistry and connecting them with mentors.
Not everyone tabling here is a doctor. There's a certified yoga coach, a mental health professional, and at one table is Kevin L.A. Jenkins. Jenkins is here to share his experience with kidney disease and provide various resources about dealing with or preventing the disease.
We want to be able to teach them how to eat better, how to drink more water, how to understand what high blood pressure is, because in my community, that's what runs, and that's how I ended up with kidney disease, is through high blood pressure. So we want to make sure that people are understanding what high blood pressure is and what can we do to deter people from ended up having to go through kidney failure and stuff of this nature. We have recipes and stuff like that that help people that are going through this, and so that way that they're like, oh, I can make that.
The fair has an atmosphere of community, with music playing and, at one point, some kids showing off their double Dutch skills. This, says Red, is different from Sabathody's first health fair.
Our first one, we noticed that we didn't have that many youth that came out, right? People came out, it was mostly a older population, a more 50-plus population. And we said, you know, we really want to change. You know, change starts from the beginning, right? So we want to change how pregnant women are viewing health. We want to change how kids are seeing health. So we said, okay, let's make it fun. Let's bring out the music. Let's make it more of a fair, make it more of a festival. Let's bring out some good food. So for last time we didn't bring food out, so let's bring out some good healthy food so folks can see that they can eat other things other than fried food, right? And that they can eat healthy options. So we learned, let's bring food, let's bring music, let's encourage, and then let's reach out to a younger population.
It's the trust the community has in Sabathody, says Hoakes, that makes it the perfect place to reach out, especially for those of African descent.
One of the things about people of African descent, if it's a trusting place, a trusted organization, or a place of worship, they will come. So you hold these type of events at a trusted place so that they can come and they feel welcome and they feel safe. A lot of times women share, they go into a clinic and people don't greet them. You know, they're not made to feel welcome. Or the physician, who generally do not look like them, have no idea about their history, what they're going through, and they don't develop a relationship because they don't feel that they really care. And so that they'll spend less than 15 minutes, you know, with them. And so it's really important for them to get the encouragement from outreach like this so that we can encourage them.
Foreman Post, I'm Deanna Pistono.